Good morning. This is Eric Richardson again with the Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you for joining us for this time of study. This week, we are looking at some lessons that can be taken from the very familiar Old Testament story concerning the life of Joseph. Joseph's story begins in Genesis chapter 37. We looked Monday at some of his early life and the extreme jealousy that his brothers had towards him because he was their father's favorite. Then we looked at what the Bible had to say about jealousy, its dangers, and some ways to overcome it. Yesterday, we continued the story to a point where Joseph is faced with a difficult temptation, with his master's wife basically throwing herself at him. Joseph did a wonderful job resisting the temptation, and we also looked at some of the strategies he appeared to use while he was dealing with this temptation and how those same strategies can be valuable for us in facing temptations today. We also looked at a supreme example from the New Testament where Jesus himself was faced with temptation and how he was able to overcome those as well. Today, we're going to continue the story and see that Joseph, as he already has been earlier, is going to be faced with some adversity. When we left off in chapter 39, Joseph had just fled, leaving his garments in the hand of Potiphar's wife. When he did this, she, in her anger, lied and said that it was him that had attempted to lie with her. And when she cried out, he left his garments and fled. Picking up in verse 19, we see this does not go over well for Joseph. As soon as his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, "This is the way your servant treated me," his anger was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in prison. So in Joseph's life, he has now been betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery. After getting into slavery, things start looking up again until he is framed and finds himself in prison. Joseph, it seems, can just not catch a break, and every time it seems he might, adversity slaps him in the face. Maybe not the extreme Joseph is facing, but I'm certain everyone listening here today has faced some adversity in life and will face more. But the question is, can we learn anything about how we should approach adversity from Joseph's example and other scriptures in the Bible? First, we can turn to James chapter 1, where we begin reading in verse 2. "Count it all joy, my brother, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. In this, we learn that we face trials and adversity, we are not to fret and get discouraged and downtrodden, but to actually count it as joy, knowing that passing the test will only make our faith stronger." In a like manner, we don't see Joseph get discouraged, angry, or full of resentment like you might expect. Instead, we see Joseph get right back to work in the midst of his adversity, and by verse 2, he has found favor with the prison guard and has been put in charge of all the other prisoners. Another verse to consider is Matthew 5:16, which reads, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Here we are commanded to let our light shine, and there is no amendment that allows us to turn it off when we face adversity. In fact, many times adversity is the most crucial time for losing or solidifying our example. If those around us see us enter into a struggle and immediately forget about God, then we may lose all opportunity in the future to be the one who guides them to the Lord. In a like manner, however, if we are undergoing a trial that the world will consider perfectly justified for us to falter and continue to do the will of God, that also will not go unnoticed and will find a way to circle back around and create opportunities for us to spread the word in the future. Continuing with the story, we see Joseph continue right along being about God's work. First, when some of Pharaoh's servants end up in prison with him, he, with the help of God, is able to accurately interpret their dreams. This later gives Joseph the opportunity to go in front of Pharaoh himself and proclaim and show the power of the one true God. Can you imagine how this might have played out if instead of continuing about the Lord's work in prison, Joseph had been sitting in the corner, pouting and mad at the whole world? We all know that times of adversity are tough, and it's very easy when it is not you going through it to point these things out. But I hope that maybe the next time we face some trials, maybe you remember this lesson and find some strength in it to push through, understanding that God is with us throughout, and it very well may only be a test with some great opportunity coming at the end. As always, I invite you to come and join us anytime you may have the chance here at Oakland Church of Christ. We are located just off New Cut Road in Athens, Alabama, at 18111 Townsend Ford Road.